broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, that was way better than the fucking fake fellas, bro.
I know. Fuck, man.
It's
man.
True.
Fuck those motherfuckers.
It's their, true. Their fucking intro was terrible.
I know.
I can't believe you had both of them here.
We didn't want them, but we didn't have you.
I know.
I know.
What the hell happened, man?
I get busy, bro. You know, I got things to do.
You gotta fly out.
Got a life, you know.
I guess.
You know, I got to go to a fucking Dodger game and shit in fucking San Diego, you know.
That's true.
I got shit to do, man. Well, you know what? Okay, so I was fucking tired. So the weekend before last week was fucking tiring as fuck. So I had my daughter's birthday
right.
party.
Yeah.
And that was fucking.
That was a lot of fun, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good time. Fucking, you know, hosting. I didn't cook. I didn't fucking make the fucking the garland with the balloons and shit. But hosting and being there in the weather is fucking. It's tiring, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because you gotta greet everybody. Mm-hmm. You gotta make sure that everybody's fucking cool. Because there's people there that don't know other people. So you gotta make sure everyone's fucking, you know, vibing or having a good time.
Yeah.
So that's fucking tiring. And then. My daughter fucking loved the fucking party, by the way. She fucking loved everything. Thank you, everybody, for the gifts. Thank you, your wife and everybody else. You know, Ulma and Izzy B and who else?
Your sister, by the way. Oh. I hadn't seen her in a while.
I know.
Oh, sister, I know. I saw both your siblings were there.
Yeah. My brother was there.
It was fun to hang out with your siblings.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been a while, so it was a good time. And then on Sunday, we fucking went to her grandmother's house on her mom's side. And that was another thing. You know,
nice.
that takes time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my daughter was fucking tired. I was fucking tired. But we had to make that happen, right? So I was like, damn, I don't like to do the show on Monday, man.
What? Is this that's the only reason you didn't show up on Monday?
And because I needed to do stuff.
Mitch, we what recorded on Wednesday.
I know.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold on.
Weren't you going to go somewhere?
Hold on. You know, retract. You can
no. Wow.
All right.
The truth comes out.
No. I couldn't record on Wednesday because I was out of town. I was in San Diego. I went to go watch the Dodgers play the Padres and shit. We got our asses whooped, by the way. Fucking Kershaw.
You were playing.
No. Oh, you bastard.
He's like, we lost.
You know, Dave Roberts took me out.
That's why we lost.
He took me out in the fourth inning. I'm like, motherfucker, what the hell?
That's awesome, though. You get to go to the game.
Yeah,
I love Petco Park, bro. That's.
You know what? It's actually, it's cool.
It's really nice.
So, you know, I was saying who I was with at. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love if Dodger Stadium was set up the same fucking way, because it would be fucking amazing. Because in L.A., we have tons of fucking people. Mm-hmm. We love the Dodgers. You know, we would fucking be fucking hanging out at those fucking bars all fucking day.
All day.
All fucking day. And then 7-minute walk to the stadium.
That'd be amazing.
It's the greatest thing in the fucking world.
Right.
You're hanging out at Gaslamp District in San Diego. You know, fuck San Diego Padres, but I love San Diego.
But they got the setup
right.
It's amazing,
right.
Bro.
Yeah, they got that shit right, dude. Man, you're hanging out at Gaslamp District. You're fucking chilling, drinking, eating. And then it's like, oh, shit. It's 5:30.
Let's walk to the park.
Yeah. Seven fucking minutes, you're there.
I loved it when I went there, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking amazing. But... You know, that's why I didn't record, because I was busy, you know. I have a life.
Yeah, but you said you didn't want to come down on Monday.
Well, because I was tired.
See what I mean? We're like second-rate citizens to him.
I'm like, yes. Yeah. I mean, what do you want? You want me to say?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you.
Just show up, man. We got alcohol. We got beer. We got anything you want here.
Yeah, but
man.
I had been drinking all fucking weekend already,
that's very
bro.
True.
Since fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come on.
Starting to sound like a quitter to me.
Dude, just because I
quit. He's like, so you quitting on us?
No, man. I'm still drinking. Just because I'm 35 doesn't mean that I'm fucking, you know. My liver's like a 45-year-old man. Okay.
Fuck.
Hanging out with you motherfuckers.
But, you know, it's a pleasure to share a space with both of you guys where we can laugh, we can hang out.
For sure.
And you know what? In reality, we're sharing our laughter with the world.
Yeah,
we are.
And that's a good thing, man. I hope. And, you know, let's go back to, like, when we used to get these messages of people that really appreciated this.
Uh-huh.
Right.
They really appreciated the laughter, the bullshit. They were going through shit.
The connection between us, and we were able to get them out of the funk.
Funk, bro. You know?
And it was depression.
Right.
Depression.
It was people that were going through dialysis. Yeah. They were going through cancer. They were going through
death in the family.
Right.
Dildos stuck in her butt.
Okay, that's true.
they were able to laugh it right out.
Yeah. Se me salió.
A number of things that, you know, we all go through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the truth is, when we go through hardships, we don't stop the show.
Right.
We've never stopped the show. So,
yeah. Won't stop.
No,
stop.
It's true, man. It was maybe last year sometime. I heard, like, when my mom passed away,
mm-hmm.
I was like, did I miss the fucking show? Like, I looked, and I think I missed maybe a show or two, maybe just one show.
I think you missed one show.
I missed one show, and then I was right back.
Right.
And I was like.
And I think you did that just out of respect, because the truth is, when we were at your house, mm-hmm. when we were at your family's house,
yeah,
it was like a party, bro.
Yeah.
Your family treated her death as like, no, we're not.
It's a celebration.
We're not mourning.
We're not mourning. We're celebrating her life and everything. And we heard everything that she contributed to their life.
Right.
And that made me feel really good of what was going on, because there was tequila bottles, there was music, and they were like, she brought this to our life. She made our lives better.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is how I think we treat the show.
No, and that was the thing. And for me, like, that's the real reason why I appreciate the show so much. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, even some days I'm tired or you're in a funk, but fuck, man, laughing like brings me up, bro. Like even where he's being able to see you guys too, you know, because I don't get to really hang out with you guys on the weekend. So not to get too sensitive, but no, but you know what? Who the fuck doesn't like to like just kind of hang out and laugh, bro? Like that's just and being able to share this laughter with other people, even though they kind of listen to us and sometimes getting the stories from them and the hardships that they're going through and that we've helped them out, like get. And, you know, and these are things that we're like, what the fuck? Like, really? With our stupid fucking
thing? I know.
Like,
don't tell me I saved your life.
Like, but it makes you stop and pause.
I know,
and like, wow.
Realize, holy shit.
You know?
That's, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I appreciate these guys, but if I'm tired, I'm not going to show up.
No. it is what it is, man.
If I'm tired, I ain't showing up, man. That shit.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Didn't they have like a cruise for like a whole year?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I think it was like fucking, that's their retirement home.
Like forever?
Yeah, some shit like that.
It's
cheaper. I don't hear shit.
Oh, don't think I'm.
Mine is muffled a little bit.
Yeah. Don't think I didn't think about that when I went to like those all-inclusives.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can live here for $100 a day? Like, that's fucking awesome. You eat, drink every fucking day. I spend more than that on a weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you will die soon. Early. You will fucking die early.
But that's not a bad thing, though, because you're drinking.
You're ready to be tired and old anyway, right?
Right.
So why the fuck not?
What are you looking forward to? You know what I mean? So if you're drinking every day,
you're
eating.
You probably can't even get a hard on anymore anyway.
So. I hope not. You're in Mexico, though. If you're in Mexico, you can go buy the little dick pills
for
cheap.
And they're cheap as fuck.
Fuck, dude.
You can get them from a little señorita with a little truck and shit.
Exactly, dude.
Hey, ¿tienen pastillas para el pito?
Sí, pero las tengo a 50 pesos.
Oh, pues ahí, deme 100.
Están caras.
That's cheap, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. 100, like 50 pesos, that's what, 250? No. But you buy them in bulk, man. That's 50 cents a pill, bro.
Dude, you can just break them up in little pieces and snort that shit.
Fucking just eat them like fucking.
Just snort it.
Eat them like Skittles, bro. That'd be fucking awesome, bro.
I would love that shit.
You know, watching a movie, popping fucking Viagra.
Just like fucking jelly beans.
Yeah,
man. But I remember the ones that you had given us that one time.
Yeah.
And I would take like half.
Uh-huh.
And I would still get like a headache. Like, yeah. I would get really lightheaded.
Well,
really?
Basically all that blood's going to your head, bro. See,
going to your penis. It's leaving your brain, going to your penis.
It's supposed to go to the head.
It was going to the wrong head.
Exactly.
I'm like, fuck.
That means your head is bigger than your head.
And I'm like over here brain dead and shit. God. Yeah, but I remember I took a couple of those, mm-hmm. like kind of spaced out. And I didn't like every time, but I noticed that like I would get headaches,
yeah,
and
man.
I'd be like, fuck.
It also sometimes it'll like stuff up your nose for some reason. Don't know why. Is that like pre-cum, like trying to get you, like, because your body doesn't know the difference between your head and your head. You know what I mean?
No, I don't believe that.
He said, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
No, yes, it does.
No.
your body, you know what? The scientists that created this fucking pill, they're fucking smart.
Are they?
They know where the intention is.
Really?
And it's not with your head, it's with your little head.
But the original purpose of Viagra was for something else, right? I don't remember for what. Was it for the heart?
Yeah. It was a heart pill.
It was for people that have hypertension or some shit.
Right.
Or heart problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happened, they would go and check on them, and then every person they would check, like, they would have a heart on.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is happening here?
So you tell me those scientists were like, they knew where the blood was going to go?
Well, I mean, it's all fucking practice. So they're that's why
trial and error.
Trial and error.
They have trials.
See, that was my whole college right there.
Yeah.
Trial and error, bro.
Trial and error. Yeah.
So come on, man. You give too much credit. You give those scientists way too much credit.
Well, it's just like doctors, they're practicing.
Oh my God, that's
They're practicing.
That's what we forget.
Yeah.
That's why they call it a practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, they're all practicing on you.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up because, like, hey, did you know that I went for like some kind of.
Did you know?
I had like an allergy of some kind, right? And my eye was like fucking big as fuck. It looked like it was falling apart.
What the fuck?
Shit.
And I went to the emergency room like middle of the night. It was like midnight or something,
mm-hmm.
and I told him, like, this is what's happening to me. I don't know what it is,
uh-huh.
And
they're like, sir, oh, so your eye isn't normally that big? No,
it looked like fucking a marshmallow falling apart, bro.
God.
It looked
that
bad. It looked bad, bro. Like to this day, like if I look to the left too much,
uh-huh.
it wrinkles a little bit.
Oh,
that's
what?
How bad, yeah.
Your vision, you mean?
No, not the vision.
Like your actual,
the white part.
Like, the eyeball?
Yeah, the eyeball. The white part of the eyeball. Uh-huh. If I look to the left.
You can feel it wrinkle?
No, you can see it wrinkle.
Really? Oh, you need some Botox, bro.
I know. Hey. Hey, I know somebody.
I know somebody.
Should I charge you Mexican prices?
So I walk past the nurse's, whatever, the doctor's little quarters or whatever it is, right?
Nurse's station,
because yeah. I needed to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And I see her Googling eyeballs.
Stop.
And I'm like, is this bitch Googling my fucking condition?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
And that's when I was like, you know what? I lost all faith in doctors.
Bro. Because then at that point, it's like, what's the purpose of going to school?
No.
Exactly.
You gave them too much faith.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you forget. When we went to school, we went to learn something, right?
Right.
But when you were done with school, did you know everything?
No.
No, right? So we were, quote unquote, still practicing.
Practicing, right? Yes. You learn on the job or whatever.
We're learning. Every fucking day we're learning. I've been in my job for fucking 11 years now.
So you're still practicing.
And I'm still practicing. I mean, I know a whole lot more.
Right.
But there's still shit that I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. We could do it that way.
He's like, we've been doing it like this for seven years.
I know. I'm like, you know, oh, fuck. Because that's the way I learn. You know, that's the way somebody taught me to do it. Yeah. But you're right. You know, when you say that and we do it this way, it does make it better.
Right.
So we are all learning. So one of my friends, she's a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
She was like telling me, ah, fuck. So I got a client that I need to talk to them about weight loss. And we have this thing. It's like, it's kind of like Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I don't know shit about it. And she's a nurse practitioner.
Oh,
so
shit.
She's like, so I had to go Google and try to find out, okay, what do I need to say? What do I need to, you know, how do you qualify to get this fucking drug?
Right.
And I'm like, you're like, aren't you a nurse practitioner? Yeah, but I don't fucking know everything. So it's fucking true, man. I mean, with medicine, you never fucking know everything.
No, that's true.
This is Ramon
Steves
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Post-nut clarity.
Yes.
That might be like a, like somehow in your mind, it might fuck with you, because if you have sex too early, like on the first date,
yep,
you probably don't value the girl, you know, moving forward. However, no one ever talks about like what happened on that first date,
mm-hmm,
how much you guys really clicked, how much you guys really talked, and like what, how much of a connection you guys made,
right,
to lead to that point.
Right.
Because sometimes it's just you click so fucking much that she just wants to share her whole body with you.
And I want to share my body too. Shit.
Right. But you know what? Like, it doesn't matter if she gave it up on the first date.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's about the connection. Because from experience, mm-hmm, I've been with, you know, various women where that's happened, but it was never a one night stand. It was always, we had sex the first date, mm-hmm, and then, but we kept, we continued to see each other.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it went on for, you know, months and months and, you know, even years and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it happens. You meet someone, you click, you're fucking good, and you continue the relationship. But then most of the relationships, or most of the ones that end up in sex first, first date, those end quickly, because mm-hmm, either you're mind fucked as a guy, you're mind fucked post nut fucking clarity.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's mind fucked because she's like, I can't believe I did that, or I got drunk and I fucking allowed it to happen.
Now he thinks I'm a hoe.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But then, you know, at that point, it's up to the guy to tell her, hey, you know what? You know what? We had a good time. Don't worry about it. You know? We had sex.
Not only that, like, we had a great connection.
We had a great connection. Yeah.
It had to happen. This was inevitable.
Yeah, there's no fucking way I was going to let you go home without us fucking doing anything, because we fucking connected.
The energy was too strong.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And see, and it depends on the individuals, man, because like you said, like, it could happen where, you know, you hook up first night and there's that spark, but it's still, you have that excitement to continue growing that relationship versus some guys that are just kind of into hitting it and quitting it, which is different. Or even guys that think they want a relationship, they get the prize early and they're no longer interested. It's just, they don't want to work as hard for it anymore.
Well, that's a real thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like when we were young, let's just remember, let's go back. We remember those days, right?
I remember being young.
You really think that you like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have sex with her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really, all of a sudden, just starts dissolving from there. Like, it's just like, no, you're not the same person.
What do you mean?
When
it comes on her stomach and it starts to melt? What is he talking about?
You know when it starts dissolving.
And no, you're like, oh shit, hold on, baby. Let me grab a towel.
Oh, I mean, like, you know, like something like that. That time where, like, you know, like, it's post nut clarity.
Yeah.
It really, it's a real thing.
But is that overthinking it though? Like,
sometimes it's not.
What is the clarity though?
The clarity.
Fuck, I should have fucked her.
No, the clarity is
I should have used the condom.
No, the clarity is that sometimes you weren't really being yourself. You were just trying to get in her pants.
Yeah.
And that moment where you thought you were connecting, I don't really like her as a person. I just wanted to. It was a drought in my life. You know,
still, just be like, still fucked though.
Well, you know what? Some girls, they know what it is.
Yeah.
And they're okay with it because they wanted to fuck too. I mean.
Well, this is the thing that we don't understand as men.
Uh-huh.
Women want to fuck just as much as we do.
Yes.
And we don't really have that understanding. We think that we have to work for it, but they just want to make you work for it so they don't seem like that they're
playing the game.
Exactly.
We should have a woman here today to
we should.
To rebuttal that or say, yes, you're absolutely right.
That's right.
Yeah. I wish we knew like a hoe. Mm.
I know like a ton of hoes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Like if we had like a conservative girl and a hoe girl.
Oh yeah, huh?
That would be kind of.
Oh,
cool.
That would be a good fucking debate.
Just to see like the different like mentality and stuff.
We should invite JM. That's conservative girl.
Okay.
And then, who would be the hoe in our group? Oh, she listens.
Can you not involve our friends in this?
No, okay, no, okay. We're talking about outside, oh, outside, okay. Outside, right. Away from the circle.
Yes. Oh. But no, you're right. You're right. Like it like
when, okay. Oh, you know what? You should delete that part.
Probably, Jericho, delete that.
If you want, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, this is Pops.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Barlos, can I ask you a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you think
I'm here.
Well.
Shit.
Finally. I mean, being a connoisseur.
You know, I wasn't here last week.
Okay.
Usually fucking Chavo and fucking also fuck up all of our equipment.
Very true.
But you know what? I think they're getting used to being here. Cause
I think so, too.
It's still intact.
Yeah. Today,
well, you know that's his gum right there stuck to your microphone.
Is that
right?
What it is?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Fucking Barlos was just playing with
it.
I
like, oh, what is this? What is this squishy fucking?
It's minty fresh, bro.
I smell it. I like, I'm not used to that smell on my fingers, but okay.
No, but Barlos, I was going to say McTorris, because McTorris is a little bit more of a connoisseur, but you are the younger one of the family.
I am. I'm 35.
You think there is sexual harassment in the porn industry?
In the porn industry?
Yes. Like, let's say on a porn set. Okay.
Shit.
Do you think there are allegations of sexual harassment on the set?
I do.
Really?
Yes, because you know why?
Why?
Because it's a fucking job.
It is a job.
There's a human resources fucking department.
In the fucking porn industry?
Yes. How would they prove that?
Prove that? Because they're not recording, so they're being fucking sexually harassed by the girl or the guy that fucking wants to fuck them outside of the camera.
What?
Yes.
Mm. Wow. Victorious, what do you think?
Man, you said so that happens when they're not recording.
Right.
That sounds to me like it's not documented. jokes.
That's like a safe space.
That's a safe space. If it don't fit, you must quit. No, if it's a job and there's shit there, it can happen.
Okay, at the end of the day, the porn industry is a fucking corporate industry.
Understandable.
It's about making money, and the filming, all of that shit, it's all business. Mm. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen like women, like the porn stars, the women.
Like former.
Get interviewed, former ones. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what's your favorite position? Or what do you like the most? You know, blah, blah, blah. And they sound like regular fucking women. Like, oh, you know, I like to go out and, you know, have a beer, hang out with my man, and then, you know, this and that. I like the romantic guys and this and that. But we forget that they're people.
They're people. Yes, I understand that, bro. Okay. But let's say you get Riley Reed, right?
Okay.
And she's about to go.
All right, wait, which one's that one? I don't know names. I can't believe you fucking know her name.
She's a popular one.
Is she a bratty little sister or no?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
That's why I thought you know her.
You've probably seen her.
You know what? I can see her face in my penis right now.
You sure can.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you have her right in front of you. She's about to go on set.
Yeah.
She's walking towards the set.
Yeah.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
And you ask her, what's your favorite position?
Uh-huh.
That can't be sexual harassment.
But how are you asking it? Are you asking it? Are you like a fucking journalist?
No.
Or are you a fucking...
Just conversation?
Just conversation. I'm talking to her on the set.
I think it would be kind of accepted. Like, that's right. Probably... No? Like, I think it'd be different if he goes and he fucking grabs her ass or slaps her ass.
Very different.
He grabs a titty.
Very different.
I think asking what's your favorite position, maybe that's not that bad.
Mm.
But I think a lot of the grabbing ass and the grabbing titties, I think a lot of that happens in the porn industry. And that's where the sexual harassment comes from.
Right. Or sexual advancements. I think too, like even like your words and stuff. Like I but I think like asking what's your favorite position might not be that bad.
Yeah. Right. Like, hey, how you wanna hang out after and let's go, you know, let's go fuck for real? Like, you know, let's go fuck me and you.
And then you're harassing them. That's like harassing. You continue to do it and shit like that.
That's harassment?
Yes.
Yeah. He said that's harassment. He's like, what?
I'm asking. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. That's harassment.
He's asking for other people.
The people.
You never know, bro. Because this is the porn capital of the world. I don't know if you knew this, man.
I know.
I mean, not around here, but like.
It's in the valley.
In the valley, right. Yeah. In Tarzana or whatever. They have, like, in homes, they turn them into porn sets,
bro. Right.
So it doesn't really seem like a professional environment. So I think people really blur the lines when it comes to what is sexual harassment and what is actual help me out.
But
just normal conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Normal. But the thing is they forget that these girls are actresses, bro.
I know.
It's like
like they're really acting.
Yeah, they're terrible actresses,
it's a highly regulated fucking industry, bro. Like they have to fucking take STD fucking test, HIV, fucking all that shit, and they have to be cleared before they're able to fucking do that. Be able to fucking go on camera.
Right.
In California, I don't know if they're still doing it now, but in California, the guys have to use a condom. Yeah, I always.
Whoa!
That's a deal breaker.
I always skip California fucking videos.
You filter out.
No condoms. I mean, even I'm not paying attention to the guy's fucking.
But still, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
What the fuck? Why am I being safe on video?
No, but see, but even that shit is like, it's scary because there was, I forgot his name, it was some black dude. He doctored like his test.
Oh, shit.
And he was spreading, fucking I don't know what, yeah, I don't know.
But that was like in the
90s. That was a long time ago.
Come on.
But well, I don't know what it's like now.
I mean,
like,
I wasn't live at that time, but I know what you're saying.
But you know, but like shit like that, like, I'd be scared of that.
Wow.
Well, Victoria, how's...
You know what? I'm trying to put myself in the girl's position. Well, in a way, right?
I'm trying to put myself in the position of like a man going into that industry. Like, let's say he's just you know, picking up cables or something like that.
Yeah.
So he
You can't just fucking say, "Hey, Kylie Reed, can you know you want to fuck after the show?"
Right.
Riley. Hey, Riley Reed, you want to fuck after the show after I pick up these cables?
Right.
No, you can't ask her that shit.
Okay. All right.
It's a fucking sexual profession.
I was just curious. And the reason why I was asking you, because you've been in that HR position before, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, he's just been to HR.
I know.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, we have a listener question.
What?
Yeah.
We have listeners?
Oh, shit.
He got it.
So this listener came to me directly. He was like, "Hey, man, I have a question for you guys."
No way.
It's fucking serious as fuck. And it's pertaining to his dad.
Oh, okay.
So the listener's like, "So my dad, through the years, you know, it's been myself and my other brother. We're 30 and 32. And throughout the years, he's always said, hey, he's like, you guys are fucking, I don't know if you guys are my fucking kids, because you guys are fucking ugly. And I'm like a handsome fucking man." That's what the dad would tell them.
Right.
Shit. So I, there's no fucking way you guys are my kid. But you know, he kept going, you know, 30 years, 32 years, and he never fucking did anything as far as a DNA test.
Right.
But, you know, recently he was like, "You know what? Fuck this shit. I want to do a DNA test and see if you guys are my kids." So obviously the guys are fucking adults. They have to decide. They have to say yes or no. And they were like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. So the test came back and the fucking kids, the dudes are not his fucking kids.
Both?
Both of them.
What?
Both of them.
Holy
what
shit.
What the hell?
He's like, "I fucking knew it. Because every time I would come home, there was a fucking cable man there. There was a fucking repairman there, a fucking plumber, and I fucking knew it. And they're fucking ugly as fuck.
And they didn't even have cable.
They didn't have cable. Like, oh, we're thinking about buying it. So, you know, he's fucking 65. The wife is 60 now.
Okay.
And the wife is like, please don't leave me. You know?
What the fuck?
Please, please don't leave me.
Wait, no, so she admitted. Well,
that's basically admitting it.
I mean, there's no way she can fucking deny it. Yeah.
That's basically admitting it. If she's like, please don't leave me, right?
Damn.
So the question, his question is, should my dad leave my mom? Or should my, I mean,
he's not his dad.
He raised us.
Yeah, but.
For 30 fucking years.
Sure. Right.
Like, he's not going to all of a sudden fucking. You know, not love the guys anymore, right? His kids.
No, he should. He should just disappear. Fuck that shit.
He's the father.
No, he's not. He's not the father.
He's not biological, but he's the dad.
By Maury Povich's fucking.
He is not.
He is not the father.
So he should have got up. Yeah.
Did a cartwheel. Yeah. Did all that shit. There's no way he should stay, bro. I'm sorry.
Fuck. So he's going to go ahead and disrupt his life. Because unless he's unhappy with her. If he's unhappy, that's his fucking out. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? You fucking lied to me this whole time. Uh-huh. Fuck this. I'm not dealing with this shit. I'm out.
And I hope it's not California, bro.
Because, I know, because he's fucked.
He's fucked. He owes half to her.
Yeah. That's why. I mean? And unfortunately, they're from like Northern California, from Sacramento.
Are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's fucked, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. None of this evidence, like the DNA test, none of this.
They won't do anything.
They say he still owes half to this woman.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it might. Cheaper to keep her. Right? Cheaper to keep her.
And cheat on her, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At 65.
And just get a mistress.
But it's 65.
You know what, bro? Come on.
Well, hopefully he can still get it hard. Yeah. If he can still get it hard, why not? Well,
we're talking about blue pills, right?
White.
Yeah, white pills. There's whatever. White pills, though?
I mean, those are the generic brands.
Oh, like Cialis?
Yeah.
But he'd have to.
And Hims.
He'd have to have a good
Hims
heart.
Downstairs.
Hims downstairs.
So Jericho, your answer is fucking leave her. Even though you're fucking 65, she's 60, she's fucking this old-ass woman, you're an old-ass man, and you're going to go and start over.
It has to.
And they're not rich people.
They're not rich people.
You know, he's not a fucking fucking Kanye West or whatever. Ooh. Who can just pick up and start dating a 30-year-old, you know?
So, like, if he leaves her, he's essentially going to be poor. Is that what you're telling me?
If he makes more money. I mean,
They're probably retired almost.
I mean, yeah, right. They're fine now. But if he has to split his assets down the middle, mm-hmm. he's going to be poor.
Like his pension and all that shit.
Yeah. They're not going to make it.
Right.
You know, so it is cheaper to keep her, right?
Right.
It really depends on how she treats me now. Because, yeah.
Like now after you found out?
No, now.
Like,
yeah, but I think.
Before I found out.
Yeah, but they've been together. So obviously
I know.
It's been.
Yeah, but what if he has just been trying to fucking. What do you call that? He's been putting up with her because fuck it. 60. It's 35 years.
We have two kids, like, two adult kids. You know it's my family, you know? Yeah.
And but if I do the test, it'll give me a reason to fucking leave.
Right. If that's the case, then yeah, fuck that bitch. I mean, right? Like, you really. You have no reason to stay. Your mind has to just say, fuck it, I'm just going to get other girls.
Wow. Right. You just called a grandmother a bitch.
Is she a bitch?
Yeah.
But she's a grandmother.
But is she a bitch?
She's a grandmama.
Then what? Did I say something wrong? But yeah. Did I say something wrong?
Jake, you did not, good sir. But she's a. No, and that's the thing. But at that point, he would have to weigh it out, right? Like, he would have to see, like, okay, could I really leave her and take the fucking hit and still establish a life that I can be happy with versus maybe they can just separate, live together, and he just gets some side shit? I don't know.
I like that idea better.
Yeah.
Because if she's not treating you well to begin with.
Because you had a reason to fucking do the DNA test.
Right.
Otherwise, you would have been, you just left that shit alone and be like, fuck it, whatever. They're ugly, but they're my kids.
Yeah, I'm going to die anyway.
I know.
So with that said, I sent you guys a little meme thing too. Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you guys think about mandatory DNA test at birth?
Ooh,
I know.
That ties in really well with this shit. Yeah, right.
Like, wow. the female obviously knows it's her
because
kid.
Because it's coming out of her.
Coming out of her vagina or her fucking, or her stomach.
Obviously.
Right?
But
the guy.
The guy, like, in his mind, he really doesn't know.
Right.
Because how many times have we heard of these stories where the guy is you know, he thinks it's his kid.
Suspect.
No. He thinks it's his kid.
Right.
And he loves the kid. And then there's just something that's just a little off that he has to check.
Kid's black, the guy's white.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, call me crazy.
I don't know.
It might be a little bit right? Of like, yeah.
What kind of discrepancies here?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of times that's like that. Yeah. That the guy really wants to believe that that's his kid.
Right.
Right. Because no guy in his right mind is going to fucking question it.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, it's not real, but Me, Myself, and Irene.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, right. You know,
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's character.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you know, his wife had 3 black kids, big ass black kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like, ah, those are my kids. Mm. But then there's this guy, he's like, you're like, come on, man. Those guys' dicks are bigger than this sausage.
Yes.
That was a funny fucking movie.
Fucking man. Hilarious.
It happens. And it's like, listen, if I listen to Maury Povich,
mm-hmm.
it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happens a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to start listening to, you know, your
intuition.
Your intuition. Yeah, your
right,
gut.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Sometimes you're just like, something's off. Let me just check.
Yeah.
So, like, why not make it mandatory DNA test?
See, because if they made it optional, it would look really weird for the female to be like, nah, for what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, well, it's something easy they can just right. do. Like, why are you so opposed to it?
Mm, yeah. So, yeah. As a society,
yeah,
there's no reason why we shouldn't make this mandatory, right?
Well...
As a society.
Well, you know, there's 3 men here talking about that.
Okay.
And, you know, if we had a woman in here, she would probably be 100% opposed to it.
What? She would object to this?
Yes.
Why would she object?
Because why, you know, we are in a relationship, and why...
Why wouldn't you trust?
Why didn't you trust that I am having your child? That is like you... That's like what the fucking government does. You know, they always want to fucking... you know, fucking put laws.
I'm speechless.
And fucking
right.
all these controls on women's fucking vaginas.
I'm speechless only because, that, like, why would you not trust?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then what's the problem with instilling this mandatory test then?
Because it's something very new and it's a mind fuck.
But it's not. It's if you didn't do anything. See, this is what my mom taught me.
This is what my mama told me.
Yes, this is what my mom taught me. I was in eighth mama grade. Said. I was in eighth grade,
eighth
right?
Grade.
Listen, I'm just saying, eighth grade. We had fucking like parent teacher night. What
is
that what it's
called? Yeah, I think it's called parent
teacher. So you were having a this type of conversation with a parent and teacher?
No, but what happened was I think my teacher wanted to see my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I turned around and said, oh, yeah, well, fucking let's go. And my mom turned around and looked at me and was like, well, el que nada teme, nada debe.
Mm.
Meaning, whoever doesn't fear shit doesn't owe shit.
Uh-huh.
And we went up to that fucking like classroom, and I was fucking confident that I was like, there's no fucking thing that I did all fucking year that I have to fear that the teacher is going to tell my mom.
Yeah.
Right.
But I forgot that I had missed the fucking assignment.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're like, oh, shit.
Are you talking about that assignment? So that's what I'm saying, man. Sometimes we do shit that we don't remember.
Right.
And that's the time where that girl goes to fucking, what's that, the brunch, the early brunch.
Oh, the
mimosa brunch.
Unlimited mimosas.
Exactly. Bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas.
The pain and sips.
The pain and sips. Oh,
yeah.
The girls' night.
Yeah.
And they forget about that one guy that they had sex with in the bathroom.
See, here's the thing. Here's the conversation I've had.
Sure.
No one really forgets.
What?
They use alcohol as the excuse.
I think that's true too. But
yeah, they use it. It's an excuse. Every fucking woman I've been with, even though I was fucking fucked up, I still remember that I fucked.
You remember.
I remember.
Yes, you do.
So they fucking remember. I mean, unless I use the fucking the rape kit on them. But otherwise, they remember because they were awake.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The rape kit is retired, by the way.
Oh, retired. Very retired.
Very, very. It's been years.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, but did you guys have a ceremony to like lift it up in the rafters and...
We, you know what I did? I love like the Viking fucking era and shit. The
arrow,
the arrows and the fucking the traditional, sending them to Valhalla and all that shit.
Yeah.
So I put
one of those.
Yeah, yeah. I put the rape kit on the fucking little boat. Fucking had a real Viking. Fucking shoot the arrow to the boat because I don't know how to shoot an arrow. I mean, come on, man. I'm fucking.
That must have been beautiful.
It was fucking, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
He said goodbye, old friend.
Now it's time for me to try to work this myself.
But you know what? But America would never go for it, bro, because. Like you said, it's a big
America.
Like the whole thing of what do they call it? Like child support and all that shit. Uh-huh. It's a big deal, bro.
Especially in California,
right. And somehow they make money off of that shit too. I don't know.
Well, they don't have to spend money on like EBT, on welfare, and all that because they need to make sure that a man is supporting the woman and their baby. And they don't want the government to do it.
Right. But if they did these DNA tests, you know, you wouldn't have these suckers paying fucking child support for 18 years.
Right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, damn, like I'm not your father.
Let me ask you guys this.
What?
This is a very sensitive question.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a DNA sample for your kids?
I did not.
Okay. I did not.
My first daughter's spitting image of me.
I understand that.
My second one, I'm like, dude, cause, but it's also because she's
like, my second one was like, her skin is white as snow.
No, she's pretty.
Fucking blue eyes, red hair. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, she's pretty light skinned, bro.
It's tough, right? Like, it's tough for you guys to do it. Can you imagine for a woman? That's gotta be the tough.
Yeah, but she knows who the fuck she fucked.
Come on!
Yeah, no, what? Yeah, the woman shouldn't have the fear. Know, she what knows the, what the she
fear
did.
Is, I know. The fear is her man finding like, out like, that she fuck, fucked
is
around.
Is it or is it not?
I know, but if for like us men, we're like, I don't want to do it. Can you imagine for a woman? That's gotta be a tough thing.
Well, she needs to be not fucking around.
All right, I know.
Shit. I didn't do mine because, you know, my daughter looks exactly like me, bro.
Yeah, she does.
You know, if I had long hair and curly hair, I looked
just like her.
Yeah, if she had a beard and a mustache, I'm like, what the fuck, I have a twin now?
No, but I think with the, like with my younger one, she's growing into it. I can see my family's features now and shit.
No, she definitely looks like you. And, you know, weird thing, she looks like you and your wife.
Really? See, and that's the part I don't see it yet.
Yeah, she looks like both of you guys.
Yeah, but I know that was the first thing you said when you got to see her.
Yes. She looks more like you, I think.
Really?
Yes, I think.
What the fuck? I need to take a closer look at my baby.
we don't see it because honestly, I don't see that my daughter looks like me. But people,
she does.
See, I don't see that shit.
That's the weirdest thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, okay, forgetting all the other bullshit we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see the mannerisms that your kids have that you guys kind of like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have?
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that for the sure. weirdest thing?
So, my daughter, you know, she does therapy.
Uh-huh.
She has therapy because she, you know, she has anxiety and depression and whatnot. And the other day, her therapist called me. And then I was talking to her the way I normally talk, and she was like, she started laughing, and I'm like, what happened? Like, well, I know I'm talking to her dad because she talks exactly like you do,
yeah,
like the way that you talk and the way she talks, You guys, you know, you guys have the same type of language.
It's the same cadence.
The cadence. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's the same thing, bro.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's weird because I know that you can hear it and you can pick it up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sometimes, like, it's just innate. It just happens. Like, let's just say. Do you need a break?
Did he just say innate?
Innate. What are you talking about? Battle of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
What are you talking about?
I said innate.
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 Yeah. What is that? Like an inner tube?
No. Look it up. It just comes from within you. Like, let's say you and your daughter.
Why didn't he just say that?
Okay, come on.
Because then those are extra words.
I know. Innate.
Let's just say you and your daughter never met.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You lived in California. She lived in Oklahoma. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
I can guarantee you she would have so many traits that you have.
That's true.
She would probably speak the way you do. She would probably have the same, like, emotions that you do.
Yeah.
It's just because in the DNA, it does not change.
Right. Half of me is in, you know, is inside her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So same thing with you, McTorres. Do you see a lot of your daughter...
That's what I'm saying. Like, with my older daughter, she's like spinning image, bro. Everything. Yeah. Even how she speaks and mannerisms.
I see that a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
The way she asks questions, it's like, that's Victoria's on the show.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shit.
No, yeah, she's funny, bro.
Yeah, she is.
So I don't know. I'm a big advocate for that shit, man. I thought it was a good idea for people to DNA test, man. Just, you know, it'll avoid a lot of, like, it'd be a beneficial for the guys.
Well, it's happened so much in this world, in this country, that I think it would avoid a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know.
It would avoid a lot of problems, but it would also start a lot of problems. Because
the majority shouldn't be fucking around.
The majority of the population isn't fucking around, though.
We shouldn't be fucking around, period.
Well...
But that's the thing. It's like Jericho's mom's saying. You know what I mean? If they ain't got nothing to fear.
I was like, what the fuck does he mean?
No, like if they don't have anything to fear, why are they afraid of a DNA test?
Exactly.
Like, just do it. Just like Nike, just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it. Hell, if I would have asked my baby mama for a DNA test, man.
Oh, she would have fucked you up.
I wouldn't be alive today.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Fellas, man, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Wait, no, we just got here.
Wait, what do you want?
It's just because Chavo ate up so much of the time.
This motherfucker was here for an hour.
He could have done half his fucking show.
He could have done like 30 minutes at least.
We did a whole show with him at the fucking table.
I know, we fucked up.
Should have just recorded that shit.
Sure. Fuck. Because Jericho had a rant. I did. He had a rant.
Can I tell you what my rant was?
Go ahead.
Like, real quick. We're not even going to fucking go into it.
Like Cliff Notes.
I just don't like Devil's Threesome porn.
I completely agree with him.
Yeah.
Fuck
that shit. We'll talk about it next week. We'll hold on to it until next week.
Put it in the parking lot.
Yes, but I don't like threesome porn. Two girls, one guy porn either. So we'll just hold on to it next week. And that'll...
Because he says one girl is being lazy.
Okay, no! Very true. Very true. But go ahead. Let's get out of here.
And there was threesome. He doesn't like the whole double penetration in the same vagina.
Very true. Okay, come on. Don't give it away. We want people to come back.
And then he doesn't like when a girl is like sucking a guy's dick. And then she goes and kisses the other guy.
I know, but come on. Just wait.
He said wait.
Wait till next week. The listeners. The people.
The people.
We'll make sure to get a treat, okay? We'll let them.
Damn, a treat, huh?
And they're like, yeah, motherfuckers, but you say this every week. And you never bring up.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, we've left so many things
All right, let's remember. Let's remember.
We'll try, but we're drunk.
I'm going to put it on my notes.
All right. I'm like, you guys listen to the show. I don't listen to the show.
I'm putting it on my notes. Right?
You guys remember.
There's a lot of things we say, but when we say it, we're drunk. So we tend to forget.
I know. So. Whew. But good time, fellas. And you know what? When I'm not here and when I'm not doing anything, I do miss you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, but when I'm busy, I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
They'd be like, I got shit to do.
Shit to do, people to see, you know, whatever.
Thank you for joining us. For
but,
sure.
But, you know, this is a fun time. Mm-hmm. What else? Zip it up, zip it down.
Zip it up, zip it down.
Motherfuckers!
There you go.
Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. God damn it.
It was a good show, man.
Hell yeah.
It was a good show. It's going to be a short show, but.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
No, man, like we had 10 something.
It's an hour show.
Make it down.
What else do they want?
I know. No, it's you know, just in and out, man.
These people don't give a shit. No, they don't even buy our merch.
Well, we don't have merch.
What the fuck happened?
Used to be cool.
What the fuck?
It's hard to fucking make it and then ship it.
Oh my god.
It's a lot of work, bro.
And then his post office steals half of it.
For sure. Have you heard?
No.
Oh, my post office. They're dicks, bro.
They steal shit.
They steal everything.
Well, fuck, go to another post office.
I tried.
Half them motherfuckers are worried as the fellas fucking merch.
And these shirts are comfortable, man.
They are. They're great.
Because I've asked you for 2 other shirts, and it's never happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was drunk, bro. You gotta tell me when I'm not
drunk.
See,
that's the problem. It's like we're having these conversations while people are drinking. Should never happen. Oh, man. With that said, shout out to everybody, man. All the podcasters and you guys and even fucking bitch-ass Shomar. I know we mentioned Shomar a lot the last episode, but...
Is he back from Mars yet? Or no?
Nah.
I fucking sent him a long distance message, man. He said he might consider joining us one day.
Yeah, but shout out to Chicanoish.
Yeah, shout out to Chicanoish.
You know what? There were a lot of shots fired, yet there's no fucking reply. And I'm kind of worried.
No. They
haven't had an episode since.
They're waiting to ambush fucking also.
Is that what
they want to? They want to chin check that motherfucker.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you weren't here. But also has been talking a lot of shit about everybody. So I'm glad you don't listen to the show because you're part of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yes. You're one of the people he was talking shit about.
The hell are you saying, motherfucker?
A lot.
I'm going to have to listen to the episode.
But one of them was, you know, the Chicanoish podcast. And I think they're gathering the troops, bro. They're making sure that they're getting people to, surround his house. Yeah. So it's getting pretty bad.
So they're preparing for war.
It's getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
Has there been like a declaration yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's the thing, though. They're being like Japanese. They're trying to be sneaky.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see, bro.
I say we send also out there.
You know what? As like a fucking...
Like a peace treaty.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's the one who started all this shit.
There's no peace treaty with the guy that started it. It has to be someone else.
No, well, he'd be like a sacrificial lamb, bro.
There you go. It's not our fucking problem.
I know.
We didn't start this shit.
We didn't start this shit.
Shit.
We're the OG fellas. We don't want to be fucking starting shit.
I don't even know why the fuck we're even giving them fucking airtime.
That is true. Very true. So, you know, we're going to be fine. We'll be fine. The Ask the Fellas show will continue.
We'll continue.
And we'll be better than ever.
And the fake fellas will die.
Let's find out.
Yeah, so shout out to you guys. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week, I have no TV shows or movies to talk about, man. I really haven't been watching anything new. And, you know, it's unfortunate because there's so much to watch. To actually dive in and see what's out there in the super stream type of environment. Like, everything is a fucking app. Right? Like, they got Paramount Plus, they got Netflix, they got Prime TV, they got fucking Peacock. Like, I don't recommend
and
watching.
You got that Spanish one too, no, the Viva or what?
The VIX.
VIX.
VIX is kind of awesome sometimes, yeah. But it's really hard to recommend something that's really good because, you know, I don't want to lose any type of credibility. You know what I mean? So, unfortunately, I can't recommend anything.
And you know what? I got you, though.
What do you mean?
I got you, bro. I have a movie that I just watched.
Really?
It's on Max.
Okay.
With Michael Keaton.
Oh, the original Batman.
Batman.
Well, the original good movie Batman, not the original series Batman.
Was it Adam West?
I know.
No, not Adam West. Adam West was terrible, bro. Terrible.
Fucking
horrible. Wow.
So Michael Keaton, it's called Knox Goes Away.
Really?
So Knox, Michael Keaton's character, he's an assassin or a killer for, you know, drug people, whatever.
Really?
And he's getting older, and he finds out that he's getting dementia, and his brain is going away, his mind is going away, so now he has to figure out what he's going to do. And it's a fucking good movie. The twist at the end is fucking great. It's a good movie. Highly recommend it.
Well, okay, and this is on Max.
Yes.
Okay.
Knox goes away.
Knox goes away. Mm-hmm. Everybody, please check it out. I think you'll enjoy it this weekend. It's going to be an amazing one. If you're not in California, you're not going to suffer through this heat wave. So.
Wait. What do you mean?
What?
No, wait. I thought we were the only one.
What you mean is if you're not in Southern California.
Sure.
Because California's hot.
Yes. Yeah, California's hot. Oh, but we're like the least. Hot.
We're the least hot.
Oh, so yeah. Fuck everybody. We're the shit. Right.
We're in the 90s. You go to Lancaster. You go to Bakersfield, 108. You go to
Coachella.
Fucking Chile.
Coachella is 117.
She was like, we're gonna hit 117.
Fuck
like,
that.
Fuck.
She voluntarily went out there to.
Yeah, she should have
drove
her ass back over here.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're gonna have, what a wonderful. Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. pidan perdón, ni tampoco disculpas. No tienen precio.